thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. You can also listen to us on our website, weekendwarriorshockey.buzzsprout.com. So today, before we start our episode, I wanted to reveal a little bit about where the plan is for this podcast. The idea for this podcast is not to be a continuous advertisement for Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. Of course, discussing camps and camp opportunities will always be a part of the podcast. The show's main focus will be talking about adult hockey and how to help adult hockey players improve. Since the 2020 camp season is about to begin in April, and we just launched this podcast, Rick and Rob and I thought it was appropriate to front-end load a few episodes about camps and how to prep for the season. In the next few episodes, we will pivot away from camp-centric episodes and move into broader topics about adult hockey. So if you do have a topic you want to hear discussed, please contact us. All right, so it's we're at the first week of March here at Weekend Warriors Hockey. Welcome back, Rick. We don't have Rob joining us today, but we do have two special guests, and special not only because they are goalie coaches at the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy, but special because they are goalies. We all know goalies are somewhat special.
To each his own.
Yeah, to each, goalies I know are all crazy, and I'm sure Mike and Ian are as well. So we've got a Mike De La Verne and Ian Silvez here. And so just for all the listeners out there, thanks for tuning in for the first two episodes. Rick, we've hit over 200 listeners, which I think is amazing in a week. And we've hit countries, US, Canada, Sweden, the Netherlands, and England. So we've gone international. I would like some money in the budget to go do some interviews over in those countries. Just let me know when that's ready.
Yeah, we'll be shipping you over there.
All right, sounds good. And I can do this solo, trust me. All right, so this is our goalie episode. Don on Facebook did ask a question, if we could run a goalie episode focusing on the coaching staff, what to expect as goalies, and challenges facing adult goalies in general. That's why we brought Mike and Ian here today to do that, to help answer Don's question. So Don, if you're listening, I hope you are. Thank you for the question. And for everyone else out there, please reach out and ask questions. We will definitely answer them as we go along. So with that, we'll start with Mike. Mike, you want to give a kind of a quick background on yourself, why you got into coaching, and then kind of your philosophy, if you have one, on coaching as a goalie.
For sure. How are we doing out there, listeners? Mike De La Verne, 27 years old. So getting up there in age now. I'm from Pawling, New York, which is about an hour and a half north of New York City. But if you're from the city or Long Island, you think I'm upstate, but I'm nowhere near upstate. little bit about myself. I've been playing the position, specifically goaltender, since I was four. So it's been a long, long time. Got to play minor hockey growing up all over. You know how that goes. Very thankful for my parents. You go from one game to the other, especially being a goalie or a hot commodity at one point. So from there, I moved to junior hockey. I got to play in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania for 2 years. Was lucky enough to win a championship there. And then after that, my end goal of hockey was to play college hockey. And luckily enough, I got to play 4 years at Buffalo State with Ian, actually, which surprisingly, so we played 3 years together, which is pretty cool. And now we're doing this together. But and then as we keep going with the story here, I'm lucky enough to, after college, I got a cup of coffee in the ECHL for those Atlanta listeners who's ever been to Rick's Atlanta camp. Was on the Glads for a couple weeks. And then from there, I moved to the SPHL. This is my third season of minor pro hockey. So it's just something I love to do, and it's something I enjoy. And stemming into coaching from that, I couldn't picture my life without hockey, right? So to me, as I'm getting older and progressing, it's nice that I can almost take what I've learned growing my whole life and teach that to other people, whether it's kids, whether it's adults, and everywhere in between there.
Awesome. And Ian, over to you if you want to throw some words of wisdom out there.
All right. Sounds good. I'm Ian Silvas, 25 years old, from Buffalo, New York. So right next to the Great Lakes.
That's upstate.
Oh, yeah. Debatable, but that's okay. So let's see. I started youth hockey when I was a kid. I played every position, and I wasn't very good at any of them. So I went to goalie because I didn't have any other choices. But so I started playing when I was six. Played up to 2 years of junior hockey and ended up going to college early where I met Mike, played 3 years with him at Buffalo State College. Learned a lot from him, whether he knew it or not then, but he kind of was a little bit of a mentor for me.
Thanks,
buddy. And no problem. And then after that, after that, it kind of whirlwind. I had double hip surgeries my junior year and didn't know if I was going to play anymore. I ended up getting to go minor pro right after college as well in the SPHL and played a couple games against Delhi, actually, which has been great.
I don't think I beat him. I think he beat me every time.
Yeah, well, you beat me for 3 years in college, so I had my time to shine at some point. But after this last season, went to Hungary, Budapest, Hungary, to play a little bit there. Played three months there. Had to come back from back issues. Figured maybe it was just the health over there. Didn't work, but it didn't work back here either. I had to go home again. So half the season I've been back and just kind of get after it. Hopefully get better. But when it comes to coaching, I've worked with Mitch Korn since I was 15 years old. So I did his camps before that a couple of years and kind of liked it then. Didn't really know how much it would mean to me now. And getting into it more and more, I realized how many things you learn through the experiences without really understanding it at the time. And so I'm really trying to help kids, especially the kids, but then also the older adults too. When you see it from a different angle or different perspective, all of a sudden things click a lot more. And I like seeing that. It's nice working with the adults too, because it's where they go with it. They get things a little bit faster than the kids. And that's always fun to have a little fun like that. So that's where I'm at.
Excellent. Thanks guys for the intro. Mitch Korn, is he the Islanders goal coach right now?
Yeah, I think he's the director of goaltending right now.
See, what's his face? Got hit smoked in the face with a skate last night. Got 90 stitches.
90 stitches.
Oh my God.
Good thing I wear a full mask.
Johnny Boychuk. Yeah. You know what? I wear a visor and I'm not rethinking it. I'll keep wearing a visor. I can't do a cage. All right. All right, fellas. Thanks for the intro. So, you know, the next part of the episode we want to get into is talking about what a goalie can expect when they come to a Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. So, when someone comes to Rick and is a goalie and says, hey, I'm going to come, what can they expect? Talk a little bit about maybe how many goalies you usually have. How do you assess their skills? How do you determine what they're going to work on? Things like that.
Do you want me to start this one, Ian?
Yeah, you go for it.
Okay.
It's easier.
So as a goaltender coming to camp, what you can expect almost in a one-on-one setting to where me or Ian can work in a way where it's a lot of one-on-one contact. I mean, there is sometimes if you're lucky enough, you get a camp with two, which is nice, but it's almost like the forwards, right? The forwards break off in groups. The whole time throughout the weekend, we have one-on-one goaltending coach for everybody that attends this, right? So with that being said, the way we approach this, we're not here to invent the wheel, right? You know, you have ages from, I think in Vail, we had an 18-year-old. And then it aged all the way up to, I couldn't even tell you the oldest one we had, probably up there in age, but we don't want to invent the wheel. We'll start very basic. For me, it's that whole first day, it's mostly skating. And I know goaltenders don't want to hear this, but it's skating, skating, skating. We can assess where we can go from there. My philosophy as a coach, especially with the younger ages all the way up to even the older people, myself included, and then preceding me, people in men's league and beer leagues and things like that, is if you can skate well, you're going to give yourself a lot better opportunity to stop the puck, right? If you look at, let's say Henrik Lundqvist, that guy can move on his feet, right? And he puts himself in those positions to make the save a lot easier on himself. And that's the way I feel about goaltending. So especially for our beer leaguers out there, it's the biggest thing is you got to get your feet moving to a spot, right? From there, we'll branch off of it for the first day. It's mostly skating from there. We'll get in a lot more puck work per se. But again, everything, including a shot, is going to be a skating movement involved in that, right? So to get from spot A to spot B, we want you to move your feet, get your feet moving, and get set. And then we could just branch off from there. With that being said as well, we sometimes have advanced goalies and sometimes have goalies that have been playing for not very long. We can adjust these drills in the exact same way. I can just add something little or something more for the more advanced goalies or knock something down. So as I say, you're not going to feel out of your realm if you're not as advanced as the person next to you or vice versa. I don't know if Ian, you want to break off from that.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one of the great things. I think every camp I've been at it's only been four goalies sign up, and I think maybe three once too. So it's been pretty perfect where if I were doing a private lesson, like I do around that number anyway. So really when you think about it, it's like a camp per se, but it's also a whole weekend of private lessons when you're a goalie, which is really effective. And we manage expectations in the sense that some goalies don't want, you know, to be like, oh, I need to be doing this or this or this. Sometimes they just need a little guidance. Sometimes they want, you know, I just need to be better at this and things like that. So getting kind of the goals at the beginning and then assessing where they're at helps me kind of, and I'm sure with Deli too, like it kind of shapes the rest of the weekend based on where we're going. And it really doesn't matter. Like just as Deli said, it doesn't matter if you're the best already or if you want to just get better and you're starting, because hockey's fun no matter what. So when it gets down to it, it just comes into, you know, making it, especially at that age, is where you want to just make it as easy as you can on yourself. And a lot of that comes from first, like Deli said, skating. And a lot of the next part would be controlling the puck on rebounds. So you don't have to sprawl around the net, because that's something that even at 25, my hips, I'm not trying to do that. It's not easy. So it's going through the rest of the camp. It comes down to, I think, with the off ice stuff is a good aspect too, where we can kind of hit the strategy behind what we're doing. And I think that does a lot for the older goalies that are like, they need to know why. They don't want to just be told like, hey, we're just going to do this for no reason. Yeah. Like, this is wasting my time.
Too, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Dan, but
go ahead.
Rick sends out almost a questionnaire before the camp even starts of almost like what people want to accomplish. And I think myself, and I would assume Ian as well, we look at that. I mean, it's every coach, right? We look at something that people want to learn and we'll try to incorporate that of what you specifically want to learn into every single day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Back to you, Ian. Sorry.
No, I'm good. And that's the thing too, is like the skating is not fun, but it makes everything easier. And I mean, at the end of the day, the fun part comes from making saves and winning and all that kind of stuff too. So when you got to just realize like it's all for the good purpose, good cause, I guess you could say, it's not the most fun part, but it gets there. And once the puck the pucks and the shots come into the play, like everyone now like, oh, this is fun. This is where we get fired up and everyone gets going. So I think it definitely helps the flow of the weekend after that.
Exactly. I agree. And for those who say winning's not fun, they're lying to you.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
Awesome. Hey, so do you guys do the same, if I recall correctly, it's the same time on the ice as the players, correct? Okay. So it's the same amount of time on the ice. We'll and then the other thing, go ahead.
Yeah, 2 hours every session and six sessions. Is that right?
I think that's right.
12 hours on the ice with pretty much a one-on-one goaltending coach, which is nice. And we'll have usually the blue line in, so we have a little room.
Yeah. When you do chalk talk and stuff like that, that's where you go over strategies. And so are some of the strategies things like positioning? Does it go into styles of what goalies do?
For me, my chalk talks, again, it's just we're going to start very basic. For me, I even embed of what gear we should have, because you'd be surprised that some goalies don't. Some of these older goalies that just started have no idea what to be wearing. And then we kind of break it down into proper angles, because being on the ice is good and all, but now we can see, if I can show you a picture, it's very simple. It's simple geometry, if you think about it, of cutting down an angle, right? If I can show you that on a picture in your crease, where the puck's coming from and where you should potentially be in each situation, it's going to allow you to process that in your head on the ice, if we can process that in our head in the classroom per se. During those shock talks too, I like to hit some video. So now I can tell you something on the ice in your crease that I think we can change to help you in the future, to help you stop more pucks. And instead of just telling you on the ice, I can bring you in the classroom in the chalk talk and I can show you exactly what I mean by that. And you'd be surprised a lot of times just a light bulb clicks and like, wow, I didn't even know I'd do this. Like a lot of times you see a goalie holding their glove above the net. There's no need to hold your glove above the net. The guy can't score there, right? Or why I give up a lot of five-hole goals. Why? Well, it's because when you drop, your stick comes off the ice, right? And they're like, no, I don't do that. But you see it on video and it just shows, which is, it's pretty cool to see that light bulb go off.
Yeah, I noticed, and we talked about it in a previous episode, that you guys have the opportunity. I don't want to say that the players that skate out don't get technology, but it's a lot easier to use technology when you guys are down in one area of the ice and you're focused around a goal and a goal crease. You can use some technology to show the goalies, like you mentioned, angles where you're able to show them, this is what the puck sees. This is what you see. This is what the player sees. And there's a difference between the three of those.
Yeah.
And the goalie needs to be, you know, it's, you don't want to play. I'm would imagine as a goalie, I'm not playing the guy's hands. I'm playing the puck.
That's a big problem. But you see it at all levels, really. I mean, if you watch an NHL game, goalie's getting beat. If he's not square to the puck, he's getting beat, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly. And I think a big part of that too, with the chalk talks and the video, is that most of them, I would say almost every camp I've done so far, there's at least one goalie every camp that is like, wow, I've never seen this, or I never thought that's how it worked. Like, and I mean, it is really mind blowing when you're first kind of introduced to it, because it makes so much more sense. And then I think once that clicks, like Deli said, with the light bulb going off, that's where like the rest of the weekend, we're really driving the habits, and it makes sense. And like, we're only with them for one weekend, but that's the point, is we're giving them things that they can use on their own, so that when they're not with us, you know, the rest of their seasons and everything like that, it's, they have something to fall back on, and they'll record our video sessions with me talking over it, so they can kind of take that home. And, you know, if they have similar things, they can rewatch it. And I think that's kind of an invaluable tool for them, because, you know, they're not going to have this every weekend, but like, we're giving them the fundamentals so that they're going to have the success, you know, without us there, you know, being there. So it's good for them.
Yeah. It goes right into Rick. What is it you say about being responsible for your own, I guess, advancement?
Just being responsible for your own learning and, you know, having to get out there and practice.
Yep. Yeah. You know, we were talking, guys, a couple episodes ago about the skaters. You get some of us when we come to camp, that's as much ice as we get in a whole year. 12 hours on the ice. That could be 12 games in a season. And if that's all you're doing, you're really not getting anything out of this. You're not going to get any better. So sending the goalies home with both the information, but also some video of, hey, here's where you're messing up. They can use that, or not messing up, but here's some areas to improve. They certainly can use that in the future as they move forward. So that's awesome, guys. And, you know, I love the technology you guys are able to use. And I was really amazed when I saw the iPads out there showing the different angles. And I was like, that's awesome. So, all right.
I just wanted to, I was taking notes on what, Mike and Ian were talking about, and it made me, I just wanted to stress a couple things. Like, the fact that you do have goalies of various ages, various abilities, and we're able to, you know, the guys are able to work with them. You know, we have guys that come in, they're stand-up goalies, and they want to learn butterfly, or they don't want to learn butterfly. They just want to be taught. And Mike and Ian are great at working with them at what they want to work on. And because there's a, you know, small number of them, and they have so much time with their coach, they get to do, you know, that stuff. And then, like you said, Austin, the goalies actually get more video work, more time with the video camera, and more time doing video review than the skaters do. And the other thing I thought about was, like, obviously not all the time is working on drills with the goalie coaches. Sometimes they get in the nets. Like, we get into part of the camp where the skaters are doing a drill. It ends in a shot. The goalies will be in the nets, and it gives them a chance to practice what they've learned. And then Mike and Ian will actually get in there and give them feedback, right? So, okay, you know, we were working on this particular technique, and here's what you did right, here's what you did wrong, and kind of, you know, make it appropriate to, you know, what they've learned, and bring it all full circle. So it becomes a great learning experience that way.
So can you give some insights on something maybe you guys have seen, each one of you, kind of real quick, on adult goalies, what challenges they face? Maybe it's just one challenge right now that you think they face the most, and your advice on that.
I'll start. So for me, what I've seen, the biggest thing we notice, and I'm sure Ian can attest for this as well, is flexibility. I mean, you see these elite goalies in the NHL and elite goalies in college, they practice this skill set to put their bodies in these positions from, so like I said, I've been doing it since I was four, right? These guys are in the same spot, and it's something they work at every day in the gym and in their life to allow their body to do this. And to me, the biggest thing is, yeah, you might see this 60-year-old man who can't get in the butterfly the right way, and it might frustrate him in some way, but there is a way we can work him to this spot he wants to get at eventually. It might not be all the way up at this huge butterfly flare, but it'll be these little things to help him along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest things, where it's like the health mobility aspect of it, where it's people that haven't been doing this stuff, and they're trying to be able to see it on TV. You see it on TV, you want to do it everyone of all ages see that and they want to be able to do it. And sometimes that's the difficult part. So trying to get it to adjust the, to make sure everyone's healthy, because we don't want to make anyone get hurt, you know, down the road, because they're trying to do this stuff. And just focusing on putting the emphasis where it needs to get, so that we can still kind of, we can work towards achieving those goals that we set off in the beginning before camp even started, and giving them a plan towards, you know, if we can't do it this way, like, I'm not just going to say, oh, that's too bad, right? Like, our job is to help figure that out. So we have four different goalies with different skill sets and different physical abilities. We're going to work together to figure out a plan that works for them. And that's what we're going to do throughout the weekend. So.
All right, fellas, I think we're going to try and wrap it up there. Ian and Mike, thanks so much for being on this episode. I want to invite both of you back anytime. I'm sure we'll have some episodes coming up where we're going to talk a little bit more about hockey-specific things, not Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy stuff, but I'm pretty sure we can get us some discussions with goalie-player interactions and just, you know, and those tips, tricks, and techniques that will help us all become better, whether we're a goalie or we're skating out. So thank you both for coming. Best of luck in the upcoming season with Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy and your future endeavors as well. With that, quick roll up on the camps coming up in April. Just remind everybody, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is the first camp of the season on the 16th through the 19th of April. Then Shelton, Connecticut, April 23rd through 26th. Atlanta, Georgia, April 30th through May 3rd. We hope you enjoyed our episode and are motivated to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you have show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Simply email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram sites if that's easier. We love to read responses and listener questions on the air. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. Share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.